Wir sprechen mit Galen Joseph Hunter und Tom Rowe, die ein fantastisches Projekt in New York State leiten, managen, aufgebaut haben. Und das ist nicht nur eine Radiostation, das ist ein riesiger Grundbesitz mit einem selbstgebauten Haus drauf, mit einer Bibliothek, mit Radiostudio, mit Kunst über einen großen Park verteilt, mit einem Radiomobil, das mitten im Wald steht, mit Teichen, die Geräusche machen, wo Installationen drin sind und einer fantastischen Community, die ungefähr 2 Stunden nördlich von New York in der Hudson Area sind. So, now we can switch back to English. I just did a
Dankeschön. Bitte.
bitteschön. Yes, how are things and what time is it now in where you are?
It's 1 o'clock
Okay. What's the
p.m. p.m. The sun
p.m.
is out.
Excellent. Is the pond making some nice noises?
Yeah, maybe we can bring some up here.
Yeah, let's listen to the pond. I'll just talk about it quickly, what it is. Also, wir hören jetzt den Teich tatsächlich. Der Teich, der ist in der Wave Farm ein großer Teich, wo manchmal auch ein Biber wohnt und wo auch Schildkröten drin sind, so von Natur aus. Und in diesem Teich schwimmt eine Installation von Zac Poff. Die ist solarbetrieben, ist so eine kleine künstliche Insel. Und die hat unter Wasser Mikrofone. Und immer wenn es warm wird, dann funktioniert die wegen der Solarzellen. Und, aha, da hören wir das jetzt zum Beispiel. Aha. Und wenn die Sonne scheint, dann ist natürlich richtig ordentlich was los. Dann hört man ja also alle möglichen Sachen, die man sich gar nicht vorstellen kann, was da an Leben im Teich so los ist. So, thank you. I think we'll actually play a little bit of your pond after we've spoken, so that we can really give people an idea of what life's going on the wave farm.
Sounds good.
I wanted to ask you, you're coming over, all three of you, so the two of you plus your daughter Echo, and I suppose it's quite a big trip to go overseas again these days, travel as a family. What are your expectations? What are you planning to do?
Well, we've taken transmitters to Korea before and Spain, and I don't think we've had problems getting them through customs, but maybe it'll be more of a problem this time.
It's true. It's actually been, I think, maybe 10 years since we've gone overseas. So, I think we live it's a different world. It's gonna add some comedy, you know, sound effects to that comment. No, we're extremely excited to be a part of Radio Revolt and meet face to face so many of the members of Radia. And on a personal note, really excited for our almost 10-year-old daughter to get to visit Germany for the first time.
There are so many disembodied voices to see in person.
I guess so. Yeah, I think that we've just talked to Dinah Bird and Jean-Philippe Renou from Paris, and they said exactly the same. You know, they said there's many, many people that they wanted to get to know for a long time, and I talked to them about feeling a little bit, cautious about spending a lot of culture money on actually bringing great people together, but I think that's probably one of the main reasons why we do the whole festival, because the outcome of it, I'm sure, will have amazing results. You know, that's also the reason why we decided to not just invite people for one night or for 2 nights, but to try and have them here for at least 4 days, 5 days. Some people even decided to stay longer so that these connections can be made.
I think it's very wise. This is what's valuable. Wave Farm is located about 2 hours outside of New York City by car, and the kinds of visits we have with people here are so much more meaningful than the kinds of quick meetings we used to have when we were based in New York City. And I think having people together for a handful of days, I imagine there will be immeasurable projects that come from these conversations that get to take place face to face.
I was very curious what Knut just was saying when he introduced you. He was telling us about the place where you do radio and where you live. And he said it's something like an also community station to do radio, or it's a community attempt to share this frequency and to create a frequency together. I would be really excited to know how this community idea grew up within, let's say, your community or in your heads, and what is, let's say, the speciality for this, what you are doing there in New York. Could you describe this for our listeners?
Sure. Our station grew out of we started as a pirate radio or micro radio station in Brooklyn in 1997. And at the time, the regulators of the airwaves in this country did not allow for low-power FM stations to be on the air. And sort of several thousand stations went on the air in this country in sort of civil disobedience to prove to the government and that there was not only a place that these stations fit on the dial, there was a need in the communities to have community access to the airwaves, since the airwaves seemed to be akin to parkland, more a shared commons than something that should be owned by private industry. And so our station kind of grew out of that ethos. There was a sort of several thousand different stations doing this pirate radio at the time, and ours became focused on artists working with the airwaves. And we thought that there needed not only to be access to the airwaves, there needed to be interesting sounds and things happening on the airwaves.
Das, ich sage ein paar Worte, was genau da gerade gesagt wurde. Also in Brooklyn haben die angefangen, Radio zu machen, und ist eigentlich aus so einer Bewegung herausgestanden, die entstanden, die mehrere tausend Radios, Radiostationen, Piratenradiostationen in den USA hat, Ende der 90er. Du weißt es wahrscheinlich besser, Knut. Es ist ein völlig anderes Setting als das, was wir jetzt im deutschsprachigen Raum haben.
Ja, Low Power FM heißt im Endeffekt so vielleicht 100, 200 Watt. Das ist einfach völlig unterschiedlich. Also wir machen ja bei den Radiorobotern hier jetzt eine 100-Watt-Station und freuen uns einen totalen Ast. Wenn du in einer Gegend bist, wo kaum jemand lebt, da hast du mit 100 Watt, kannst du irgendwie 3 Kühe und 5 Schafe erreichen. Das ist ein völlig unterschiedlicher Ansatz, den du da hast in den USA natürlich. Ja.
So you came from Brooklyn, New York, you went actually on the countryside, which is completely another place to create something. And even you opened a farm to have enough space to think about radio and art contexts.
Yeah, and there's actually more space on the radio dial for artists too in the countryside. The urban radio dial is much more crowded with stations in every single speck of the frequency. We're up here, there's a little more open space and static to play with, too.
Yeah, and I have to say we were inspired by our visit, because Sarah and myself had a chance to come and see you last year. And it also got us back thinking about AM, because AM is something that's really kind of abandoned in Europe. And it's still used quite a bit in the States. And also you had your AM transmitter that's covering the site where you live. And we got inspired by that. And when we met some ham radio people here in Halle, they said the same thing. They said, well, why don't you're doing FM. That's great. Great sound quality, great fidelity, stereo. It's nice for your radio art stuff. But why not do AM? And so we looked into it. And it was really surprisingly easy to get a license. And in October, we will become the only AM radio station broadcasting in Germany. because nobody else is doing it anymore. Everybody's switched off.
Wow.
So, that is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And thank you, thank you. We're bowing.
Have you got more of this stuff?
Yeah. Well, you can...
Yeah.
Well,
please
I'm
feel
sure
free to enter these
things.
These
haven't started to arrive in their studio after they started the children's show. I think they were there before.
This is true. Yes, Tom is the ever child.
Well, I hope you bring some of these things along, but I can't guarantee for their safety.
Do you have any definition did you find in the last years, any definition what you understand what is radio art or what it can be?
Well, we kind of have a more expanded definition of radio art that we call transmission art. That's sort of any radio emission at all, whether it be a television signal or a baby monitor or a fax machine or a walkie-talkie or some light spectrum. So we have kind of a broader definition that we call transmission art that allows artists to have an even broader palette.
We're very interested in how artists can use any part of the electromagnetic spectrum, because we also operate a full-power community and creative FM radio station and the site-specific AM station that Knut was referencing. We do have a kind of a focus on more conventional radio, but we work hard to make sure we're engaging with types of the parts of the spectrum beyond just FM and AM.
And how does the radio program work? I mean, are the radio makers there where you are, or how does it work?
There are radio makers here. There are, and now with the internet, we can also engage with anyone almost anywhere at any time. And you know, we have one show where one person is in England and the other person is, I guess, in China now. They were in Australia, but they do performances together through Skype. But we do have lots of interesting radio makers in the Hudson Valley too.
Our FM radio station, which is WGXC, it operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I was recently looking at the statistics, and we have about 125 shows that air on the station, and about 80% of that content is original content made for our station. So we syndicate a little bit, but it's really the minority. And the majority is happening by people who are live in the studio and live and work locally. And then we also have some of these other projects, like Tom was describing, where people either in Chicago or California or...
Plus, we have a residency program here at Wave Farm. And so on Saturdays, we try to turn over as much as possible time to the residents to put on interesting radio. So there's always something different. Hmm.
And for me, it's really something from the European perspective. I have to tell people always when I tell about the things that you are achieving, that there is hardly any money coming from the state. I mean, it's really something that just comes out of the drive of people trying to grab bits and bobs wherever you can, and also to ask your listeners for donations. And I mean, when I was there, there was like a pledge drive going on, and you do this, I don't know how often, like twice a year or three times a year or something.
Twice a year.
And, you know, it started small. And now when I see, you know, what you want to get and how quickly and easily you get it, it's an amazing support that you have from your listenership by now. I want to put this into context for how things are happening here. I mean, you have the same here, of course. In the UK, you have similar setups, and in Germany, it's it's really very mixed. Some are exactly the same. Some small radio stations just run on goodwill. And some have the chance to have a supportive media authority who doesn't just license them, but also supports them with some money. And that's the case with Radio Korax, which is very nice. And it's actually also the case for Radio Revolten. So we actually went to the media authority and said, please, we have this great festival, but we also want to run a 24/7 radio station. Can you give us some money? And they said, yes, please. Here you go. You have it. And that I think, is the kind of one of the big differences that you have across the pond, really.
Yeah, we don't get money from the government per se for grants and such to do radio. We get grants to do art that happens to be on the radio mostly, but there's not as much government support for radio per se in the United States.
So,
wir können ja auch noch mal ein bisschen erzählen, was gerade gesagt wurde.
Okay.
Also die Radiostation mit dem Namen W, hilf mir.
GXC. In German WGXC.
Genau, also das sind über 125 Sendungsmachende, die da im New Yorker Countryside Radio machen. Und 80% dieser Leute sind von dort. Hm?
Ja. Naja, sind 80% der Sendungen werden speziell für den Sender gemacht. Das heißt, die können auch woanders sein. Die können auch in Chicago oder in China sein, aber die Sendung wird gemacht speziell für WGXC. Ja.
Genau, und neben diesem 24-Stunden-Radioprogramm gibt es sowas wie eine Residency, also wo Leute einfach tatsächlich da sein können und sich ausschließlich mit Transmission Art, so wie sie es nennen, also der Kunst des Übertragens, also in jederlei Hinsicht so zu beschäftigen und haben irgendwie den Samstag immer, um Radio zu machen. This what you are going to do in Halle is very different. Different things. I think, Tom, we will see you with a performance, as far as I know. Do you already know what you are going to present?
I don't know exactly. I'm working out things right now, and it may. I'm trying to see if I can get my daughter to be the assistant in some sort of shenanigans. But we haven't worked out exactly what that is yet.
But what is what you are working as an artist in which field, so that we can have an imagination what you are interested in to work with?
I work with radio for sure. I like to process and sample live radio, but I might be working with walkie-talkies. I'm trying to see if this one piece of equipment will fit in a suitcase, but it's a... an old, I don't know what, if you had the same piece of equipment in German radio in the old days, but in America we had something called a dump button. So if, for instance, if you were doing a radio talk show and a caller called up and blurted out an obscenity live on the air, you could press this dump button and it would sort of erase the time and time would catch up. It's a sort of a fancy delay pedal. I might try to work with that.
Okay. Well, you've got one of these things.
It's I got two, actually.
Wow, it's a time travel machine. Well, I think we can only hear about this from the fancy radio stations. I think in the UK they call it a profanity delay. And it's like a 7-second thing. And you have specially trained people who live 7 seconds into the future and who know exactly when to press the button.
It's like the States to have the profane.
We call it the dump button here. Yeah,
it's more appropriate in a way. Yeah.
Ich bin raus. Was ist ein dump button?
Okay, I have to explain this in German. ja, das gibt's also bei so die BBC zum Beispiel hat das für Live-Sendungen. Ich weiß nicht, ob das im öffentlich-rechtlichen in Deutschland auch gibt, im Fernsehen oder im Radio. Es ist einfach so, dass was live gesendet wird, da gibt es ja immer die Chance, dass irgendjemand was sagt, was ganz schrecklich ist und was ganz verletzend ist und was Schimpfwörter und hast du nicht gesehen. Und
dann zieht man einfach den Mixer runter.
Ja, nee, eben das nicht, sondern das soll ja gar nicht erst passieren. Deswegen wird das, was live gesendet wird, mit einer Verzögerung von ungefähr 7 Sekunden gesendet. Und wenn dann tatsächlich sowas passiert, dann gibt es einen Knopf, auf den man draufdrückt.
Und stopp.
Und der stoppt die ganze Geschichte dann. Ja, da gibt es halt speziell trainierte Leute, die diese 7-Sekunden-Delay eingebaut haben und immer genau wissen, da sagt jetzt jemand gerade ein böses Wort, da muss ich auf den Knopf drücken und dann ist das Wort weg.
Und dann ist ein Beep drüber.
Und das ist natürlich eine Geschichte, die im angloamerikanischen Raum ziemlich wichtig ist, weil da darf man wirklich keine bösen Worte on air sagen. Und das kann auch große Folgen haben, auch für Lizenz und Sachen. Und deswegen ist es eine wichtige Sache. Ja.
Ja, für alle, die sich jetzt wundern und vielleicht möglicherweise auch im Hintergrund hören, dass wir ganz viele Geräusche so aus dem Hof hier auffangen. Wir sitzen bei Radio Korax im Unterberg 11 in Halle und sitzen im Hof draußen, also sind aus den Studios raus. Und sitzen hier auch in einer größeren Gruppe. Wir sind noch so 8 Leute hier, 15. So I just said we are actually in the backyard of Radio Korax and we left the studio and we were putting a little table out in the backyard with a mixer and everything so that we could be outside now here in summertime to have a glass.
Yes, it's that time already here.
A glass of champagne.
Yeah. And some unhappy children in the blocks around this courtyard, yes, which you might hear in the background.
This is our sound installation for this afternoon. You have a wolf too?
That's a good question, actually. Do you have wolves at the Wave Farm?
I think there's more coyotes than wolves, but there's supposedly some coyote wolves here.
Right.
In the mountains, not literally on Wave Farm.
Yeah. Crows as well. Oh, we have somehow the whole Radio Revolten Festival is built around the knowledge of birds. So if you want to make a real good impression here, you should kind of read up on your local birds, because Ralf Wendt, one of the curators, he's really not interested in anything except for birds. So his whole...
maybe eggs.
Yeah, yeah, birds and birds' eggs, yes, maybe. And so he's always very excited. And when we told him that we saw a hummingbird when we were staying at the Way Farm,
didn't you also see an owl when we were in the forest? Was
yes,
that you guys?
Yes, it just, it just sat there in the tree in the daytime. Yeah. That's correct, yeah. So, you know, if you're looking for some kind of special knowledge to bring, that'll go down very well in Halle. And possibly also our host radio station, Radio Korax, has a specific reason why it's called Radio Korax. Maybe Jan, our engineer, can tell you about this.
well, I can, of course, because Korax corvus actually is the Latin name of the raven bird of a special sort of raven. Exactly. I guess that's rather a craw.
But I have a raven.
Maybe all of my life I was wondering. That's my. Maybe it's an easy question. Maybe not, because so far nobody could answer it. But what does the W stand for in all those radio stations?
Means.
I don't know what it stands for, but it means that the station is east of the Mississippi River. Uh-huh. All the stations west of the Mississippi River start with K, and all the. So it's a like a shortwave designation.
You're telling me that everything that is east from the river is starting with W.
Again, American.
Like, W like west.
Yeah, and okay. Then K for west.
For west, of course.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
we'll
makes sense.
I do not know the reason. I don't not know the reason why, but.
But we will when we come to Halle.
Well, they do like their conferences. Do you it like in the basketball then? You have kind of playoffs between
conference.
Them and kind of have
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The KW conference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've got FMU in the first round this year, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah. But it depends, you know, what you're looking for. It's not only numbers, is it? There's always, when it comes to these types of sports like figure skating, there's like a B note, isn't it, for Ausführung. I don't know what that is in English, like for expression, you know. So maybe you can beat them on that end.
That's right. Yeah, any given day, anybody can win. Mm.
That's the spirit. So, tell us just a couple of things that are coming up at WGXC, things that you are excited about before you have to pack your bags and come over to old Europe.
Well, in 3.5 hours, we're going to air a reading of the John Cage diary live from Hudson, New York. What else is coming up?
Oh,
Radio Soon.
Yeah, starting Sunday night, and for 5 consecutive nights, we're doing a special rebroadcast of the Radio Sona FM exhibition.
Mm.
That happened, I think, at the very end of February, beginning of March in Ljubljana.
Mm-hmm.
We're also, this coming week is very much about our international partnerships. On Saturday night here, we're airing a special overnight program in celebration of the Radio Web MACBA 10th anniversary. Tom interviewed Anna Ramos, and Anna made a selection over the past 10 years that she feels represents that project at large.
And you made a Ubu Web playlist.
Oh, right. Yes, that's coming up too. So Ubu Web, for anyone who does not know it, I think it's Ubu.
Ubu.com.
Ubu.com is the ambitious and kind of radical project started by the poet Kenneth Goldsmith here in the States. And it's an enormous repository for the avant-garde, film, sound, music, much of which is presented in a kind of unauthorized manner. And Emily Zimmerman, who's a curator on Wave Farm's board of directors, and myself selected a top 10. They publish a top 10 on a monthly basis, and we're the top 10 selection for July of this year. And it's very much a radio specific top 10, and we'll be airing a broadcast of that in the coming weeks. But if you go to ubu.com and click on top 10, you'll see our list and you can listen to it.
Excellent. So you curated it for them?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I should have a look at it. We also played some from Ubu Web today. We chose Anton Bruhin's piece, In Out. I don't know if you know it. People had to endure it here. It's fantastic work that we played this afternoon. And, you can see there how international the whole thing is, because Radio Zona Brane, he will come to Radio Revolten as well.
I hope we'll be there at the same time. I don't know if we will.
I've got a feeling that it's probably not, because he's coming to the conference, which is towards the end. And the same, I think, goes for Ana Ramos.
Mm.
But, there you go. There'll be a lot of great people in the beginning as well. So, you know.
If only we could spend all of October there.
I guess so. How will you do it anyway? I mean, you're away for
if the polls change in the election here, we may be staying.
Yeah. When is it again? It's November, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. God, talk about that. Well, I won't even go there.
Right.
So Helena's just come back. She's grabbed her computer. I don't know. She's got some specific question. No? She's shaking her head.
What about some music? Some sound impressions?
Sound impressions from WGXC?
We've got the thing we started with. Because we are...
station, yeah.
This morning...
Oh, no, you played Radio Wonderland earlier.
Well, yes, we did. We played Radio Wonderland, which is really nice. I always enjoy it. And people here are, they're like things that you can tap your foot to. So,
mm-hmm. Joshua has a record coming out in a month or two, but it's culled from those live broadcasts every Saturday morning.
Yeah, great. Well,
yeah, So I say thanks to New York, and we are really looking forward to have you here. It's brilliant that you come, and we hope that we can create some really beautiful things together.
Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing you in October, and we are very appreciative of the invitation, too.
Yes, danke.
That's Tom's German. We have some studying to do.
That's coffee. I thought I was asking for coffee. Yeah.
Coffee. It's very similar. Just kind of pronounce it slightly weirdly. They'll all understand. Yeah. All right. Looking forward to have you here. And
have a good day. See you soon.
Take care.
Yes.
Ahoy. Tschüss.
Bye.
So, Knut.